www.thebeatmetalshow.com.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is a show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Well, know this. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. That's the amazing thing about the human body. And the thing is that all we have to do is make better choices every single day. Learn more, educate ourselves more, and we can empower our health, which will empower our life. And that's unbelievable when you see that. And you see it in someone's life, because so many things, or so many times, we get stuck in a rut. And we get diagnosed with something like arthritis or depression or anxiety. We lose a job. Somebody dies. We go through depression, deal with anxiety. And then all of a sudden, it's like the world's crashing in on us, when all we have to do is start making the right choices to dig ourselves out and get stuck where we are and start making better choices for our health and for our life. And we can. But it starts with you. No one else can make a decision for your life but you. The doctor can't do it for you, your husband, your wife, your kids, coworkers. No one else can take responsibility for your health and your life but you. And so on this show, that's what we want to do. We want to be an encouragement to you, a voice to you, to help you go from where you are right now in your current state of health to where you need to be. And that is one of the greatest things you can do. 888-283-7272. Quote for the day comes from Reggie Leach. He says, success is not the result of spontaneous combustion. You must set yourself on fire. I love it. Let's go to Joe Dean. I think I said that right. Is it Joe Dean?
It's Joe Dean Harris.
Joe Dean, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do to help?
I have a brother who's been diagnosed with a cirrhosis of the liver. He was in the hospital a few weeks ago, and he's out now. He's never been a drinker, but he had hepatitis some years ago. And he's on furosemide, I think, and lactulose, and some other spironolactone or something. He's wanting to know, is this as much as can be done, or is this something nutrition-wise he should be doing?
There's a lot that he should be considering if you're dealing with the liver.
Uh-huh.
Now, what have the doctors told him? Nothing?
I beg your pardon?
What have the doctors told him? Nothing?
My battery is running down in my phone. I've been waiting so long, I forgot my charger. I can't hear you. I'm breaking up.
That's okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to answer your question. We'll put you on hold here, Jay, if you don't mind. Now, when you're dealing with the liver, there's a couple of things that you always have to consider. Just in general, the liver itself is one of the top regenerating organs in the body. So regardless of what damage happens to the liver, even with something like hepatitis B or hepatitis C, which can be very challenging in their own right, the liver is fairly resilient. Now, depending on the decline of a disease process toward the liver, that can be the deciding factor and at the level that it's declining. So that's just a couple of things to consider in the middle of that process. And for general liver health, detoxification is the key. So eating well is very important. Not putting a toxic overload, meaning a lot of preservatives, a lot of processed foods in the body that the liver has to work double time and overtime to overcome. So that is vital and that is important. Using certain supplements can be helpful. And there's good research on something like milk thistle. And again, it's not an end-all be-all, as we say in the South, but it can be very beneficial and it can be very helpful. But again, it's more than anything, it's about healthy lifestyle. If he can maintain healthy habits, drinking plenty of water, getting good proper rest, eating a non or an anti-inflammatory diet like that's in my book, Empowering Your Health, which will set the body and set the stage for the body to function at a very high level. If he can do those things and start eating healthy, start exercising as best he can with the energy that he has, and pumping that lymphatic system and helping the body naturally detoxify, those are some of the best things that he can do. Because the body will change, and it's possible. I'm not saying that it definitely will just turn around and that everything's going to be fine, but it will change, and he just has to be willing to change. And he has to be willing to change his habits. And that's the key. So from a natural perspective, there are things like a liver gallbladder flush that helps clean out the liver and the gallbladder. That you can do research on that. It's in my book, Empowering Your Health, also has that in there. And those are the kind of things. But if he's under the care of a physician and it's at that level, then whatever you decide to do or whatever he decides to do, from a natural perspective, make sure the doc knows. And it's, you know, and I'm adamant about that because the head coach, who the PCP, the primary care provider, is always the head coach. A lot of people will just go out and do their own thing. I'm not a big fan of that. And people call me all the time, and they want to, what's the remedy for this and that and the other? And I don't mind talking about these sorts of things. But just don't go home and try to wing it yourself. That's not good. And I just want to make that point really, really clear because let's go now to Ed. Hi, Ed.
Hi, Dr. Issa. Thank you for taking my call. About 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea. Hello?
Okay.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with sleep apnea, and I tried this CPAP machine for a couple of months and it didn't work out too well. And I wonder if you have any suggestions that I might try. Last fall, I tried some alternative nutrition response testing. I don't know if you've probably heard of that or not. But,
oh, yeah, definitely.
The different products didn't help any. And my physician recommended I take extra vitamin D, and I've been doing that for several years, but nothing's changed much. Do you have any suggestions what I might try or do?
What is your height and weight?
I'm about 6 foot and 165 pounds.
Okay. And so dealing with sleep apnea, have they done blood work on you to check all your different values and all, and they said everything's fine?
Yes, everything checked out pretty well, yeah. I've always low on the vitamin D, but I've taken extra since then.
Okay. What about B12?
I'm not sure if they tested that. I'm not positive on that now. Yeah.
Okay. No, that's all right. I'm just curious. There are some blood tests that you would want to run and that are not standard. If they haven't dug deep enough, they probably just ran some basic tests. And if everything checked out there, they usually won't dig any deeper. And you can have a lack of oxygen going into the blood, meaning you can have possibly a B12 deficiency. Intrinsic factor could be low as well. There's another blood test called TIBC, total iron binding capacity. And that's a great way to really evaluate the iron levels in the body. Iron puts the oxygen in the red blood cells. And when they get low, potential toward anemia, that can cause some of these issues, as well as ferritin. Ferritin is a storage tank for iron as well. And it is kind of the reservoir. And when it gets really low, like down 50 or below, then it becomes a challenge because then you're not able to utilize the iron that you do have. So there's a lot of good information in the blood test. If they don't do the right ones, if they kind of just the basic ones and don't dig deep enough, that could be an issue. So I'd probably look into that. And there are strong evidence around food allergies causing swelling within the throat area and within the area back there that can cause some of these issues with apnea, especially for someone like yourself that's not overweight. That's why I asked you height and weight. So you might want to look into avoiding certain foods like dairy and wheat and maybe see how that works for yourself.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends, the elements used to make H2O Minerals. minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials when you want the best in healthy choices. Turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725 or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Live healthy.
Pharmacy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. The show where your health is your greatest wealth. You know, they found that heavy smoking is tied to advanced kidney cancer. Well, that's kind of like one of those duh moments. It's kind of like, yeah, well, we get that. Smoking's tied to just about everything. Well, they found that it's really strongly tied to kidney cancer. And just so you know, the kidneys are pretty amazing. They're one of the top three organ systems that we have to function, or we're out for the count. And I talked to a nephrologist the other day, and we were just having a discussion just about several things health-wise. And he said that actually our kidneys, with everyone, begin a pretty strong decline at the age of 35. And I was thinking, well, gosh, that's not very hopeful. I think that no matter who you are, technically, biologically, that there's a strong decline that kicks in at age 35 with our kidneys. And depending on our lifestyle choices that we make every single day based from that age of 35 will determine the span of how well our kidneys do through the end of our life. So you think about that for a second, because kidneys play such a big role. And then, of course, if you have a health challenge like diabetes, that's going to speed the rate of how the kidneys can decline, and high blood pressure can do the same thing as well. So in this, they're talking about smoking, how it increases the risk of advanced kidney cancers and or kidney cancer. And a new study at Duke University Medical Center reviewed the cases of 845 patients who had surgery for kidney cancer or renal cell carcinoma between 2000 and 2009, and they found that a current and former smokers were 1.5 to 1.6 times more likely to have advanced cancer than non-smokers. Heavy smoking, smoking for a longer period of time, and smoking more was associated with advanced renal cell carcinoma. Kicking the habit reduced the risk of having advanced disease by 9% for every 10 years that a former smoker was smoke-free, the investigators found. And the findings were slated for a presentation Sunday at a special press conference at the American Urological Association's annual meeting in Washington, D.C. Another study scheduled for presentation at the same time, briefing, found the rates of bladder cancer did not fall along with the lower rates of smoking in the United States. Researchers examined a national database and found that lung cancer rates declined along with decreasing per capita consumption of cigarettes between 1973 and 2007, but the same type of consistent decline was not seen in bladder cancer rates. So there may have been a decrease in bladder cancer due to smoking, but that increase or that decrease was offset by other factors contributing in a rise of bladder cancer in the last few decades. So these two studies shed new insight, they say, into the role that smoking might have for two important urological cancers. The news conference moderator, Dr. Toby Kohler, said in a news release, for kidney cancer, it is true that kidney tumors are more often being detected these days when they're smaller. However, smoking seems to confer a much greater risk than that cancer may be more aggressive. Cessation of smoking seems to lower the risk. Well, quitting smoking is going to lower the risk for a lot of issues within the body. I mean, and I think all physicians would agree getting patients to quit smoking would be half the battle. That and drinking alcohol and being sedentary and overeating. I mean, you cut that out in our lifestyle in America, and you would see our health improve greatly. So it's about motivating and encouraging people to break through these habits and going to the next level in their health and with their life. 888-283-7272. Also, you can sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It goes out to you each and every week, and it will get great information. Also, other experts that we bring on to interview as well. Let's go to Jim. Hi, Jim. Welcome to the show.
Hey, son. My wife
good to
is
talk
34
with you.
This year, and she has a lot of pain with arthritis. She's been getting progressively worse for the last 4 years. It's rheumatoid because her fingers are going kind of crazy. They're turning, you know. Mm-hmm. Her great-grandmother had rheumatoid arthritis. And what I was wanting to know, other than to watch the diet part of the stuff to stay away from, the other night I heard you talk about vitamin D. Could you please talk about that? And is there anything wrong with getting a very small amount of garlic oil of oregano, and curcumin in my wife's diet to help with the inflammation, because she doesn't, she's a tough little soldier. She doesn't even take the ibuprofen for the inflammatory. But every year she's just getting worse and worse, and I'll take my answer off there. Thank you, sir.
Well, hold on. Don't drop off if you can. Are you still there?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I need to ask you some questions. The first is, so she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis how long ago?
7 years.
7 years ago, and how deformed are her hands right now?
Well, they're not. You have to look to see. They're not bad. You know, but I mean, the fingers are, instead of straight, they're going in the wrong direction. They're bending at the knuckles and the joints. They're deforming. Well,
yeah, they're deforming now. So she's not taking any, she's not taking any of the methotrexate or any of the medication that they, Remicade, none of that.
No, she will not. Now, keep in mind, she's a very intelligent woman. As a matter of fact, she's a lab tech at a major hospital, but she has always believed that her body does the healing. She doesn't want to get treated for it, and try as I may, many different ways, I don't know how it works in your house, but in my house, she just will not. She just won't do it until she's forced to do it. Do you understand my dilemma?
Yeah, I do. I get it, because I know you're all about you want her to go natural and be as healthy as possible, but you also want her to be able to salvage her hands at whatever cost.
Right.
And not lose any of that.
Right.
All right, let me tell you this. I recently, yesterday actually, worked with one of the top rheumatologists in the country. And I'm going to tell you some insights that he actually shared with me yesterday that actually opened my eyes. And here I am, you know, this natural guy that likes to do everything natural. And I really learned some things from an evidence-based that opened my eyes. And I learned about rheumatoid arthritis that I think I'm going to share with you. And it's very timely that we're having this conversation. I do understand that, you know, there's only so much you can do. And when you love somebody, you can't force them to do anything. You can only love them through something and encourage them and be a cheerleader. And that's why you're calling me. She's like, man, I need some ammo to help my wife. So we're going to talk about rheumatoid arthritis.
Hey, folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Are you or someone you love struggling with stress, anxiety, or less than perfect health? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and as a woman of faith, I spent many years in ministry burdened with anxiety and fear. But in 2010, I met Dr. Carolyn Dean, and I took her recommendation to try RNA drops. Within days of taking RNA drops, my anxiety began to lift. My joy was restored, and the peace of mind that I would have once called a miracle has now become normal to me. Discover what RNA drops can do for you. Order your free sample today at www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. There you can order a free 30-day trial-size bottle of RNA drops by paying just shipping and handling. That's www.rnafreesample.com. Maybe there's a miracle waiting there for you.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Going to the break, I was talking with Jim. Jim, we were talking about your wife and how she's dealing with rheumatoid arthritis. Been diagnosed for about 7 years, is that right?
That's right.
Yep, and so now she's real adamant, works in a hospital, real adamant about not taking the standard medicine, Remicade and methotrexate, sulfasalazine, I mean, all of the different medicines that are typically recommended standard of care for rheumatoid. And so now, which it's normal, rheumatoid arthritis will affect certain areas of the hands, and it can really affect different areas. It can do the elbows, the knees, the ankles, the shoulders. It can affect just about any area, but the standard in the hands are in the wrist and also in our knuckles, our regular knuckles, the basic knuckles, like where you make the fist, called our MCPs, and then also in the what we call the PIP joints, the proximal interphalangeal joints, which is kind of your middle knuckle right there. So yeah, those are the ones that it affects, and that's why when it affects the PIP joints, which is the proximal interphalangeal, that's where it starts bending the fingers. And that's where we get those deformations that form. And those are called the Burchard's nodes. And so it really is a challenge all the way around. Now, here's the deal. When it comes to rheumatoid arthritis and you're dealing with that, I was talking to a rheumatologist and it was really one of the top in the country. And he has some really good insights that, of course, kind of floored me a little bit. Just so you know, I'm not a big fan of having to do methotrexate or the Remicade or anything. But he was telling me that the mechanism of how it works within the body, which, I mean, we all study it and we know it. If you go to medical school, you study all this stuff. But again, you learn so much information, some of these little details you leave out. And that's why the specialties are so important, because once you go through your general training and then you go into your specialty, although you forget a lot of the basics, you get so specialized that you know that one specialty inside and out. And when we were talking rheumatology, it just blew me away. He was showing me the mechanism, although it is a little hard on your liver, the medication, which most medications are. But the methotrexate and Remicade, really tough on the liver as well. That's why I have to check blood work and all. But he said that it really can stop, but really slow down the progression, or if not stop, he said, the progression of the rheumatoid. And literally, I walked around with him with some patients, and he showed me some different cases of some people that he had taken care of. And there were some that did it late, kind of like your wife is doing, where she's just putting it off until it gets so bad that she's forced to do something. And those are the ones that you can't help, because once the deformation happens, it's completely non-reversible. It will not ever go back to the same, ever. But if you catch it in time, when the pain begins and all, then it is. And I know you're faced with the deal of, hey, listen, my wife's pretty hard-headed, strong-willed, and when she's got her mind made up, there's no changing it. So your biggest, I guess, goal here is to be her cheerleader and to be her biggest fan and to be her encourager and be like, look, honey, you know, I talked to this guy, or you've done some research, however you want to pitch it, and give her that example. Now, am I saying go take the Remicade and all? That's a decision that she has to make. But I will tell you, coming from a guy that I highly respect and that's board certified in rheumatology, has been practicing for well over 20 years, it was very, I mean, the evidence and what he showed me, I'm pretty sold on the concept of it. But let me tell you this, from a natural side of things, there is a lot she can do. Now, here's the deal. Here's a little trick of the trade. You're dealing with T1 helper cells and T2 helper cells. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. So let's go back to the basics. Take that medical approach that I just told you and that information, and I want you to just hold it in a box. Let's go over here to the natural side. Natural side of things when you're dealing with rheumatoid arthritis, autoimmune disease. Autoimmune, what does it mean? It means that it's self-attacking. So that the body thinks that the joints, for whatever reason, is foreign to the body, and it's going to potentially cause damage to the body. So what happens? The immune cells, the T1 killer cells, and the T1 helper cells and the T2 helper cells, just call them killer T cells, but those immune cells begin an all-out attack on whatever they think is an invader to the body. So if they think the joints are an invader, they're attacking the joints, which causes the breakdown and the deformation. Now, here's the deal. There is a way nutritionally to look into, they found, research has, to use certain components to suppress. Can't stop it, because remember, autoimmune disease is like a light switch. Once you turn the light switch on, the best you can hope for is that there's a really good dimmer switch on there. And your goal and your hope is to get that dimmer switch to dim all the way down with the lights barely on, so you can slow that process down. All right. Now, there's a little self-test, and there's blood tests and everything else you can check, and you can get with your doctor on that. But I can tell you a little self-test at home where you can kind of know, she might notice some things herself. First thing when you're dealing with autoimmune is that you have to figure out which one is active. One of those T, usually not both of the T helper cells, are activated. It's kind of like a teeter-totter or a seesaw. And, you know, if one side goes up, the other one goes down. If the other side goes up, the other one comes down. So it's usually like that. And so when you're dealing with the T1 and the T2 helper cells, the reality is green tea activates the T1 helper cells. And echinacea tea, or echinacea in general, I just mentioned the teas because it just kind of is what it is. The echinacea tea, rather, I'm sorry, I said that backwards. Echinacea TFX, the T1 helper cells, green TFX, the T2 helper cells. So, for example, here's a little self-test. If she were to drink green tea and feel better, all right, then it's probably, it's going to be suppressing the T2 helper cells. If she drinks green tea and feels worse, she's stimulating the T1 helper cells, meaning that substance is stimulating it, because certain, they found that certain herbal components and certain foods can stimulate and suppress the T1 and T2, not like a medication can, but it's almost like it can either aggravate it or relax it, if that makes any sense. And so that's a little self-test. So, for example, she might want to look at maybe drinking echinacea tea for 3 days or so and see how her body feels. If she feels better. But if that therapeutic dose, and you might only have to take a half a tablet a week, but that medication can be preventative for the joints getting worse. But what if she was doing an anti-inflammatory diet, figured out whether the T1 or T2 helper cells were involved, and could construct a diet around that, which could be her daily weapon? Then if she has to take the medicine for a preventative method to go to that next level, it might be 80% less of a dose that she would have to take if she did nothing. See what I'm saying? So if she has to use some of that to be protective against her joints breaking down even more, then, I mean, it is what it is. But if she can combine more of a natural thought of what can she do to get the body functioning at its best and to suppress whatever immune cells are attacking her body, see, that's where the real help comes in, and that's where you can combine the natural-based thought and research behind that with traditional thought of healthcare. So that it's really not one or the other, and I hope you can kind of convey that to her, that it's good to look at both sides, especially when you're dealing with rheumatoid. And I got to tell you, until yesterday, I wouldn't have agreed with everything I just said. But after I've seen what I've seen, there's some strong validity to it. So I hope you'll consider that, and I hope that gives you some conversation tools for your wife. But we're always here for you. If you need anything, keep me posted, or you can always shoot me an email at asaandrew.com. Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Joe. Hi, Joe.
Hey, Dr. Ace. How you doing?
Living well, Joe. What's going on?
Dr. Ace, I have a runny nose and a sneeze, and I'm coughing. And sometimes my throat feels so way down. And I like to know what can I do for this symptom. Thanks.
How long has it been going on?
About 3 days ago.
Okay. You've been going pretty hard, pretty stressed out?
Well, solid, yes.
So nothing new going on. You just started having the runny nose and the sore throat.
Right.
Okay. Have you been to your doctor yet?
No, I haven't been to the doctor.
Well, you got two options. I mean, it sounds like it could be bacterial and it could be viral because you're still within about a 3-day period. Do you have any fever?
Sometimes, not too often.
Yeah, have you checked your fever to see if it was elevated?
No, I sure have.
Yeah, I would at least get a thermometer and check to see if you had any kind of fever within that. Because, I mean, with bacterial, here's the deal. Bacterial infections, if it lingers very long, then you might want to consider, you know, going to your physician and getting it treated. If it's viral, it'll be in and out pretty quickly, but you'd have a fairly strong fever if it was viral, and it would hit you probably harder than what you're feeling now. So again, probably a little bacterial infection, and you kind of got an option. See how it feels, and this is my thought. This is what I would do. You see how it feels, and you know, crank up things like vitamin C, and you know, just all your immune supplements and all, and eat really, really well. Cut out all the sugar and all that. Just, you know, make better choices here for the next week and do the best you can there. Drink plenty of water, all those, you know, common sense stuff. And see how the body does. If it's still flared up, I'd go to your doctor and consider, you know, getting treated for it if it's lingering around. But again, you know, most bacterial infections clear out in 14 days. But, you know, again, it's the gauging point of how bad it's affecting you. Only you know that. But I do want to encourage you, if it gets worse, definitely.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids. Long-term storable foods as low as $69.95. And much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Check out the show 24/7 at HealthCoachRadio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You know, chronic pain is something that so many people deal with. They do, and the use of drugs for it, narcotic drugs, are even more prevalent. And a lot of the pain clinics are forming now, and the adage is, I think right now, that in Florida, there's more pain clinics than there are in the entire country combined. And it's really become a challenge, but they're saying now that chronic pain can affect, or is affecting, 116 million Americans. And it's become a real public health issue. And it's time something to do about it. They're saying that there's a report done by the Department of Health and Human Services, and it was mandated by the healthcare overhaul law that estimates that chronic pain costs between $560 billion and $635 billion each year in medical expenses and lost productivity. But it adds pain, and also personal, and affecting each person's individuality. So the chronic pain, from cancer to back pain, is influenced by heredity, stress, depression, and other factors, and sometimes lingers after the underlying condition is treated because of the changes in the nervous system. So pain can be a disease in and of itself, yet the report points out few medical schools require or even offer courses on pain. I'll tell you that. Exactly. I'm telling you right now that in medical school, we learned nothing about pain management. Zero. They don't even offer it. So if you don't get it in some of your rotations, which, I mean, it depends on, through internal medicine or family medicine, if you deal with some chronic pain patients, which most of those do, depending on where you did your training, and you don't get any education on it. So you're just kind of off to the races. Hopefully you'll get some through an internship or residency. So as one member of the committee in this report, Dr. Sean Mackey, chief of Stanford University Division of Pain Management, said in a news release that chronic pain is a disease that affects more people. Now listen to this. It affects more people than heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. That's huge. All right, those are your big three. Heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. Chronic pain is a disease, so they're calling it a disease, that affects more people than all the big guns that we see in America combined. Yet we spend only a small portion of the budget of the National Institutes of Health on understanding its cause or how to treat it. And our hope is that this report will serve as a wake-up call, they're saying, which I think this is good, to our country. And the new healthcare law requires that a National Academy of Sciences arm that make recommendations to the Department of Health and Human Services about the state of the science, they call it, in pain research, care, and education. And the report calls for more than everything, more research, more training in pain, which I think would be good for healthcare professionals, and expanded insurance coverage of pain care, because, I mean, that is crazy. I completely agree. If there's no training in it, you know, with it being one of the top diseases in our country, as they're calling it, is pretty amazing. So the government, actually the government agencies and healthcare providers, professional groups, educators, and everyone, really public or private, they're saying pays for healthcare really can help get the job done in this. And I do. I agree with that. I think that it's a huge wake-up call for all of us if you're in the healthcare field at all. And I think that without a shadow of a doubt, if it's affecting 116 million people in this, it's pretty incredible. And we're spending $500+ billion a year in lost productivity and medical expenses. It's time to make a change. And unfortunately, it's basically legalized drug use. And the problem with it is it's had a bad rap for a long time, is because there's a lot of people, don't get me wrong when I say this, there are many people that need the pain medications. They do. Literally, they're in end-stage cancer. They're dealing with whatever they're dealing with, chronic back pain that's so painful you can't even move, and they really do need it. it's very hard to gauge when somebody is using, so to speak, when they're actually taking the medications simply because they just, they want to, they enjoy the high, they like the way it makes them feel, they are going through things in their life, and maybe it helps numb the pain, emotional pain. And I've seen plenty of patients that do, I mean, I've seen plenty of people, patients that do that. And it's sad. It really is. And unfortunately, there's not enough regulation of it. And I think it needs to change. I think there needs to be a strong regulation of it. I've seen certain clinics and I've seen certain programs put in a three-step protocol where they can actually screen you. And then if you get into what they call a high-risk category through some of the screening process and the interview process, then they won't give you the meds. And I've seen that, and I think it's good. It is a very good process because that way no one comes in on the first day and they can get the drugs. You have to go through a process. And only when you get through that process, and you know, they're great actors too. Let me tell you, people that want their drugs become very good at this. So I think that in the middle of this all, if education would change, if it would become mandatory, which I think for physicians and providers, mid-level providers, to go through some type of educational course where they could really brush up on pain management, understand it better. It's one thing to understand the drug and the biochemistry of it and know how and when to give it. But it's another thing to understand the entire process of pain management, when to use it, when not to, you know, how to read situations better and to have good training and quality training. And some people say that comes with experience, but at the end of the day, there should be some standardized testing because you're going to have younger docs, nurses, and whomever that come out of the gate that don't know and may make poor judgments, not because they're not good at what they do, but because there could be some inexperience involved just based on the game that's being played. So in this area, with it trumping heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined, it's an area that needs extreme focus, in my opinion, that we really need to jump on to go to the next level in our health. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, John Garrison, Leslie Pardue, and the rest of the team. I'm Asa Andrew, your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio, where we're diagnosing hope one person at a time. Remember, whether you're absolutely thriving or challenged in a hospital bed, remember, there's always hope to get your health back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.